Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side. And as always, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge that you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you, and we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. On The Bright Side, we are going to talk to Sherry Sterling Fernandez, author of the book Life Mastery, Personal Progression Towards an Infinite Potential. She'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. This is no mere self-help book. This is pretty high stuff. And I'm very excited to talk to Sherry Fernandez at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you're interested in starting a home-based business, if you want to be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement business, if you want to work out of your home, if you want a part-time job, if you want a full-time job where you are your own boss, or if you're an entrepreneur and are thinking about starting a business, this is a great way to enter into the business world without a lot of investment. You can write off your home office, you can get your products at the wholesale price, and most importantly, you can help change the world at the most fundamental and basic level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470 if you're the type of person that wants to make some money and change the world, if you're the type of person who enjoys helping people, if you're the type of person who likes nutritional supplements and alternative health. There could not be a more perfect business opportunity for you. We can help you, and I can help you build your business. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or hit the join the team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay. Sherry Fernandez at the bottom of the hour, our number 844-236-6010. We've been talking about progressive muscle relaxation. Actually, I didn't call it progressive muscle relaxation on the last on our last Bright Side episode. Some of this strategy of clenching the body and then relaxing the body, clenching the top of your head to the tip of your toes, part by part. First, you clench your scalp. Yes, you can clench your scalp. It's not easy, but you can try. You can focus on it. You can clench your ears and relax them, even if it's just in your imagination. Clench certainly the muscles around your eyes. We hold a lot of tension in the eyes. The jaw area, the masseter muscle, which is one of the strongest, probably the strongest muscle in the body, which is your jaw muscle. Relaxing that, relaxing your mouth. If you ever had a picture taken, if you ever had your picture taken and you found that it was hard to smile or you had a weird smile, chances are you were holding a lot of tension in your mouth. If you hold a lot of tension in your mouth, not only do you feel it psychologically, but other people can see it subliminally. You're holding tension in your mouth. Relaxing the mouth is really important. This idea of progressive relaxation is a kind of standard New Age yoga practice, but it's really scientifically valid. Reading from the journal Stress, yes, there is a journal called Stress. The effect of progressive muscle relaxation on daily cortisol secretion. 101 first-year college students completed muscle relaxation techniques called APMR, abbreviated progressive muscle relaxation, where you clench and relax various parts of the body. Both cortisol and self-report measures were significantly reduced post-intervention. And this, the efficacy of this intervention was independent of and not controlled by gender, age, smoking status, or neuroticism. That means everybody benefited. And it's so easy to do. And that's really, to me, it's like a poster child for how silly we human beings are when it comes to taking our health, taking care of our health. How silly we are. And that silliness is predated upon, By predators who take advantage of our silliness in believing that we can't do it ourselves, in believing we need to have things injected into us, in believing we need prescription drugs, in believing we need to have our organs taken out of our bodies, in believing that we're doomed and our demise is inevitable and all we can do is stave it off by taking drugs and getting injections and interacting with the healthcare system. It's silly. And it's taken advantage of. Silly because there's so many different ways we can take advantage of our body's God-given healing powers through nutrition and exercise and relaxation and mental strategies and supplementation and laying off food and exercising. It's almost endless. All the different ways we can take care of our bodies ourselves and get instant results, instant. You can lower your blood pressure within 30 seconds if you do it correctly. You get instant results with these kinds of strategies, and they're non-toxic. Not only are they non-toxic, you get multiple benefits when you use these strategies. When you use abbreviated progressive muscle relaxation, APMR, to help you fall asleep or to lower your blood pressure, not only do you not get toxicity of a beta blocker or a calcium channel blocker or a sleeping pill, not only do you not have any there's no toxicity associated with it, but you get multiple benefits, different parts of the body. Your brain will function better, your immune system will function better, your skin will look better. And these are all things we can do out of the comfort of our own living rooms, bathrooms, bedrooms, and kitchens. And we still line up to get shot our injections. And not present company is definitely excluded. I'm sure, I'm preaching to the choir to a certain extent, but if you're listening on YouTube or Rumble these days, maybe you haven't heard this before, please understand. We don't need to be fixed. We need to be fed. We don't need to have interventions to take care of what is flat-out lifestyle-based issues, including building the immune system, which is going to become very relevant here again. Obviously, it's relevant now, but it's going to become even more relevant again within a couple of months, I predict. You're going to start to hear all kinds of noise from the medical model. Don't buy it. I know I'm preaching to the choir again, but just tell your friends and your loved ones, don't buy into it. It's a lie, it's deceitful, it's predatory, manipulative, and it's anti-human being. The lies that are being spread by orthodoxy, not all doctors, by the way, but the ones who are charged with maintaining the institution, the ones you see on TV, not the average physician or medical representative. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones who are charged with maintaining the hegemony, the tyranny, the power structure of the modern medical model. People you see on TV. And they may look pretty, some of them, not all of them, but some of them look really beautiful. Some of those women especially look really pretty. Don't fall for it. They mean well, perhaps. I don't know if they do or not, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, but they're just talking heads. They are not scientists, and they have no business talking about science in any way. They are a PR people. They're spin doctors. Yes, the nice, beautiful doctors that you see on TV are spin doctors. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We got Sherry Sterling Fernandez coming up at the bottom of the hour. Life Mastery, Personal Progression Towards an Infinite Potential. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Sherry Sterling Fernandez will be with us at the bottom of the hour, her book, Life Mastery. I'm looking forward to speaking to her. It's all about life. This program is all about life mastery. The Bright Side is all about life mastery. This is not a nutrition program. Although I love chemistry and I love nutrition, and you guys do too, from the kind of communication I get from you. And there's not a lot of podcasts certainly that are diving into the health, the biochemical aspects of health. Well, at least not the way I do. I've got my own perspective on things, and I love talking about it. When I first discovered biochemistry when I was in pharmacy, in my first year of pharmacy school, I really got into medicinal biochemistry. I was just blown away by how amazing it was. I've been a chemist ever since. I've identified myself as a chemist ever since. But this program is not about just nutritional chemistry. It's about life chemistry. Our life as it shows up, for better or worse, is the end result of chemical of reactions. They're not, maybe you can call them chemical reactions, but they're reactions, they're responses, they're ways we respond to actions. We're stimulus response machines. And our life shows up, for better or worse, based on how we respond. It's our responses that control our quality of life. How effective, successful, content, happy, whatever measurement you want to use, our life will be. So anyway, Sherry Rogers, bottom of the hour, Life Mastery is her book. We'll get your calls to segment, 844-236-6010. Just got a really interesting text from a longevity guy. He says to me, is aspartame bad for you? And whenever I hear questions like that, or even when I hear people talking about good and bad when it comes to chemicals or supplements or drugs or food or whatever it is, good or bad, I don't like those terms, good or bad. I don't like the idea of good foods, bad foods. Everything is, nothing is cut and dry. However, you can say there are foods that do not support your biochemistry, and there are foods that do support your biochemistry. There are foods that have to be, and substances you put in your body that have to be processed a certain way that puts a burden on the body. See how we're talking here? I didn't say bad. I said it puts a certain burden on the body. Now, if by that token, I don't say aspartame is bad. It puts a burden on the body. That's the problem with drugs in general. They put a burden on the body. Think of your body as your friend. It's not a donkey. It's not like it's a beast of burden. It's your friend. You don't want to we don't want to be piling burdens on the body. And even if you say, well, I'm going to just do it anyway, well, you're going to pay a price. We pay the price for putting burdens on our body. It's as simple as that, people. We pay a price when we put burdens on the body that are too intense for the body to be able to respond to effectively, because just the right amount of burden on the body makes the body stronger. But if you put burdens on the body that are above and beyond what its ability to respond in a hypertrophic or in a growth way, in a strength-building way, you're going to pay. It's as simple as that. You'll call cancer, and then you'll look for a cure. There's not a cure for that kind of, for cancer, because cancer is the body's response to burden and duress. Whether the duress is suffocation, or whether the duress is nutritional deficiency, or whether the duress is toxicity. And by the way, those are the only three duresses from a cellular perspective. Starvation, suffocation, and toxification. Period. Period. And that's why, you know, when I hear these people on TV, these medical professionals on TV, talking about what we have to do to stay healthy, how dare they? How dare they? Well, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they don't know. Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they say. But other than that, it's our responsibility to start to leverage this amazing, amazing healing and regenerating system we call the human body. And you know what? It starts with information. Actually, no, I take that back. It starts with willingness. Then the second step is to gather information. First, you have to be willing to open your mind. First, you have to be willing to go against the grain. First, you have to be willing to be skeptical of authorities, medical and health authorities particularly. And then you have to start gathering data. And if you're listening to this program, whether you're listening live or via Rumble, thank you, Kevin, for setting that up, you have taken the first two steps. You're willing, and now you're gathering information. The third step is to experiment, to put that information to use and to test it. That's called the scientific method. They're always saying, trust the science. You hear this, trust the science. As if you are skeptical about what's going on, you're not a scientist. Only scientists. And by the way, medical professionals that talk on TV are not scientists. They are PR spin doctors. They're not scientists. Even the famous little man who's on, I don't even mention his name, who made his living by doing research on viruses, including AIDS, when he's on TV, he's not functioning as a scientist. He's functioning as a government representative, as a politician of sorts. All right, 844-236-6010. I'm talking too much here. Let's hit the phones. Talk to Graziano. Good morning, Graziano. What's going on, buddy?
Morning, Ben. Morning. Hey, a quick question. I have a question. So my friend's girlfriend, doctor, she told her, because she's vegetarian, And I think she's got some heart problem. He didn't tell me specifically what, and he doesn't know. But the doctor told her, because you're vegetarian, you need to start eating meat because in order to improve the health of your heart. So I figured I'd call you. I do recall you've always mentioned about being vegetarians. There are certain either enzymes or certain things that nutrition one may not receive. From
Taurine is the most important one for the heart. T-A-U-R-I-N-E. Have you heard of this one?
Yes, because of you, of course.
Okay. Taurine, because I love it. I'm just fascinated with this molecule. It's an amino acid. You know, most amino acids get incorporated into proteins. That's one of their main jobs. Taurine doesn't really get incorporated into proteins. It is a standalone amino acid, and it floats around, and it's used as a building block for things like bile, for example, for helping you absorb fat. It's involved in neurotransmission, and it's especially involved in heart health, so much so that it's found in Red Bull. Have you ever seen the ingredients in Red Bull? They put taurine in there because taurine, it plays a really important role in protecting the heart, and Red Bull can be really stimulating for the heart. I use it in skincare. I use taurine as a surface active agent, as a cleansing agent, because taurine has got a really interesting role to play in the skin as a moisturizer. It's a natural moisturizer. So I use it as a cleansing ingredient, and it allows me to create these cleansers that are super moisturizing. If you've used any of my cleansers, you'll feel that they cleanse, but they don't dry because I use taurine. I just love that molecule, taurine. It's a very highly electrical molecule, amino acid. So that's one thing that she wouldn't be getting. But here's the thing about meat, and I know I've said it before, but I'll say it again. The meat we eat today is not the meat the human body evolved with. Do you understand what I'm saying? We go out and these carnivores, this is what they completely miss, the whole carnivore thing. If you're out there hunting elk and the elk is wild and it's, you know, eating wild stuff, and even then, these days, you know, only God knows what's in the grass and the leaves and the stuff that the elk's eating. But at least that's the way the human body design has evolved to eat meat. Not to go to McDonald's. Not to go to Safeway and get a steak. That's not the kind of meat the body evolved with. You understand what I'm saying? That's meat that puts a burden on the body. Now, there are that's what I was saying earlier, how it's not cut and dry. Sometimes things that are in nutrition have a lot of good and a little bad, and you got to kind of weigh things out. Because there is valuable nutrients in meat, especially the proteins and the aminos. What is that? That's a weird sound.
No, it was my car.
Okay. So I don't know what he's thinking of. I personally would stay away from meat. That's just me, because I don't trust it. I don't trust what they give the meat. I don't trust the animals are eating. I eat very little meat. I hardly ever eat meat, and I've even kind of lost my taste for it. Fish, on the other hand, as toxic as the ocean is, you know, we've toxed everything out pretty much. Fish is easier to process protein. You will get taurine in fish. I would do fish personally. I got to go, Graciano, but call back if you have any more questions. Thanks, buddy. All right. We are going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk to Sherry Sterling Fernandez, Life Mastery, Personal Progression Toward an Infinite Potential. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Texans are confirmed dead in what LaPorte officials are calling a mass casualty incident at a LyondellBasell chemical plant Tuesday night in unincorporated Harris County. What caused the chemical type explosion released inside the plant is still under investigation. Harris County Pollution Control arrived at the scene to conduct air monitoring, and there did not appear to be an off-site impact. Nevada is reinstating a coronavirus mask mandate requiring people to wear masks in public indoor spaces regardless of vaccination status.
Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden in May. The mandate becomes effective at 12:01 a.m. Friday and includes Las Vegas, Carson City, and Reno. CDC Director Walensky on Tuesday.
Is that virus and the potential mutations away? We are from a very transmissible virus.
USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden from the White House in May. If you're confused, you're not alone. Professor Martin Kulldorff of the Harvard Medical School tells Fox News, deaths from COVID in America right now have remained the same during the new Delta variant era.
There was a study a week ago, I think, coming out from Hutchinson and Emory that shows that people with natural immunity who have had COVID, they have immunity not only to reinfection, but also to the other four common coronaviruses and to COVID, SARS-CoV-1. So we know that people who have had the disease, they have sort of cross-immunity, which seems very promising for any variants that come out. And we don't know exactly about the vaccine. But the key thing to realize with whether you're immune from vaccine or whether you're immune from having had COVID, it doesn't necessarily protect you from being infected again, because the virus will enter the body and it might start reproducing in the body. What the immune system do for you is that it prevents you from getting a serious illness or death. And that's what's important, and that's why we're seeing now that while cases are going up in the U.S., the deaths are not. The deaths are flat.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on our archive page, brightsideben.com. We've got 10 plus years of archived information, a search engine, a search box that you can review various topics, or if you miss a program, you can review a program or share a program with someone. We've got lots of great health information on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, you'll find the longevity products and the longevity business opportunity on all our websites as well, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, lots of great health information. You can also call, by the way, 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live person. Ask them about joining the Bright Side Ben team. And also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. You get the benefit of prescription potent skincare without a prescription if you use Truth Skin Health products. Check out our 2,000-plus four- and five-star reviews at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com. Or if you want to purchase Truth Treatments, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments with an S, .com. All right, I am super stoked to talk to our guest today, her book, Life Mastery, Personal Progression, Toward an Infinite Potential is a super, super easy read and important read. I love books that are simple and to the point, and this qualifies Life Mastery Personal Progression Toward an Infinite Potential. Sherry has her own inspiring story that she shares, and there's lots of great tips. The book, Life Mastery Personal Progression Toward an Infinite Potential. Please welcome to the bright side, Sherry Sterling Fernandez. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. I got your book yesterday, and I almost finished with it. It's really easy reading, and it's great, great, great stuff in it. Let's start from this. Well, first of all, I was going to take it from the top here, but before we get into that, tell us you have a really interesting story. Can you share a little bit about that and how you came to write the book?
Yeah, I came of age in the early 70s, you know, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll era, and got wrapped up in that a little bit in my late teens and early 20s. And so,
where did you grow up?
Idaho, mostly in Idaho. Yeah, mostly in Idaho.
Were you a heavy metal? You know, were you a heavy metaller?
No, this is before heavy metal. It was,
oh, okay.
No.
You weren't a metalhead.
It was before disco. That's how long it took.
Wait a minute. So when you say you got all radical, like, because I grew up in the
70s. It was more that hippie.
Woodstock
hippie
thing?
Movement.
Yeah,
more
okay.
The Woodstock thing. You know, Woodstock happened when I was early high school, and I was like, oh, that's for me. So when I got out of high school, kind of hit the road. So just, you know, it was a lot of young people were just moving. So I don't know when in the 70s. You grew up, but a lot of people just moving and, you know, living in the mountains and without bathrooms and water. I don't know. It was just a weird time. A lot of drugs, you know, and alcohol and party and all that.
Was it intelligent drugs, or was it intelligent drugs, or was it drugs that just to zonk out?
I don't know the difference for sure.
Okay.
A lot of pot, a lot of LSD, you know. I didn't get too much into the drugs. I found out pretty quickly. I didn't really like them, but alcohol really spoke to me. So that was my biggest one. But, yeah, LSD was around. There were drugs that they don't talk about so much now. I think those drugs are much worse now, probably. It was probably a pretty innocent time as far as drugs go. But so I wasted all those years, and then I ended up with a baby, and it meant everything to me. And I thought, okay, I got to do something. I thought I ever wanted to be married, but next thing I knew, I fell in love with somebody. My baby needed a dad. We get married, and we are dead broke. No college education. My husband had done the same. You know, we just partied. And we were just, like, putting food on the table, just broke. And I, all of a sudden, I realized, well, not all of a sudden. When I was younger, I just thought I was destined for great things, like a lot of kids do. And I thought, I want everything. I want, if I'm going to get married, I want the best marriage possible. But I also want things. I want to travel. I want a nice home. I want great relationships. I want a spiritual life. I just want everything life has to offer. So I went to town just reading the books, started with Zig Ziglar's book, See at the Top.
Oh, wow.
And I just ate
Were you
it
in
up.
Sales? Were you in sales, or you used it just for self-help, for motivation?
Just for motivation. So,
yeah.
Which is a little bit why I wrote my book the way I did, is because most of the things I found were in business, sales.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that kind of thing. And even if you give a nod to relationships or give a nod to your health,
Business is a great place to experience these ideas and to use these ideas. I love the business world for that reason.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why they do it. And these are people who found success. They did it through business. So, I mean, it's totally logical.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to measure things. It's a good way to teach principles. Fitness is really the same way. And a lot of my background would be in fitness. You can learn a lot of principles about how to use your discipline and manage your time.
And raising a family can do it. And joining some kind of club can do it. I mean, all the metaphors for using these ideas are almost endless. All of life benefits from these ideas, wouldn't you say? All your pursuits.
The principles are eternal, right?
They are. They're called perennial.
They permeate everything, right?
Absolutely.
They permeate everything.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So my husband practices these more in the business world. Meanwhile, I'm doing the family thing, the fitness thing, learning a lot of ways to discipline. I came from very undisciplined,
uh-huh.
Because I'm a very, very disciplined person. And most people who know me now would be surprised to know that I was so undisciplined, because that's sort of my home right now, is I'm a very disciplined person.
And the most important thing,
I found great success.
The most important thing to discipline is like your mind and how you see the world, your perceptions, and how you respond to the world. That's the most important thing to discipline. People think that a good life just drops in your lap. And you just have it, right? And they're disappointed or they're angry or something when it doesn't work out. Because, right? Because, but there's a protocol. There's like a recipe.
Yeah, there is. And I like what Jim Rohn said. He said, life rewards deserve, not needs. And you have to go do the work and deserve the results.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, there's a few people that might have a knack with money or be naturally a little lean when they're young or whatever. But you have to exercise the disciplines to get the things you want. And that's what my book's mostly about.
That's awesome.
One of the things that makes it unique is I actually, in part three, talk about how. You know, a lot of the things I read, I'd be like all fired up. But tell me, first of all, what to do. Okay, I could work that out because I knew what I wanted. I would like to help. But the how, tell me how to do this. I'm all worked up.
That's awesome.
And so then the motivation fades, right? And you're like, nothing changes. And so I started seeking out the how. How to do this.
Great.
And that's one of the things that I did with Life Mastery is I made sure there are three very tried, my decades of using these principles, of these systems is a how, and that I've taught it to clients, hundreds of people I've taught it to.
I love it. And it's about systems. You talk about systems.
It's all about systems.
I love that.
I just did a presentation last week, and the title was Why Systems Are More Important Than Goals.
Oh, that's awesome.
Systems, you don't even need to write the goals. You know, just plug those into the system.
Systems technology just started going in the 1940s and 1950s, our understanding of systems with computers. And now there's systems biology and there's systems chemistry and there's systems theory. Have you heard of this guy, Burton Offley, some philosopher?
I haven't, no.
He came up with systems theory. He's the guy who developed systems theory. And that's one of the things I found really intriguing about your book. So we got to take a commercial break. If you can answer this quickly, I'd love it. You described an equation for happiness. Actually, we're going to run out of time here, so we'll talk about it when we come back from our break. Described a really cool equation for happiness. I want you to talk about that when we come back. Sherry Sterling Fernandez is with us. Her book, Life Mastery, Personal Progression Toward an Infinite Potential. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this with more of Sherry Sterling Fernandez.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Sherry Sterling Fernandez, her book, Life Mastery, Personal Progression Toward an Infinite Potential. I definitely want you to talk about the how, because I think that is the most important part of the book, as you mentioned. But you had this really cool equation for happiness, which I loved. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, because when you start talking about, there's kind of a feeling like I should just be happy with who I am, and I should need to be better in order to be, you know, be accepted or be happy or whatever. There's kind of a lot of, you know, memes on Facebook, for example, like that. I just love myself and all my flaws. There's some truth to that, but we also need to progress towards our infinite potential for happiness. So the formula I think you're referring to is contentment plus progression equals happiness.
That. I love that. Go ahead.
In fact, we have to be somewhat content. We have to know we're worth it. Like, I need to know that I'm valuable and worth it to know that I can progress, and that I'm valuable enough to do that. I'm important enough. I'm worthy enough to have progression. So there has to be some contentment. If you're beating yourself up like a terrible person, and I got 10 pounds too much, and, you know, I yelled at my kids, and, you know, if you have all these things going on, you're just not good enough, you're not going to feel like you're confident enough to move forward. So contentment plus progression equals happiness.
I love that. And you can't get to happiness from a place of unhappiness. You have to have a baseline, like you say, acceptance of how things are. And I like contentment. That's a really cool word. Sometimes people say, how are you doing? And you think, okay. And I always think, they say, how are you feeling? And people will say, oh, I feel good. I always think, I feel content. Right?
Because
that's the ultimate, don't you think? Content.
Yeah, I do. And part of that feeling of contentment is knowing that you're moving forward. You wouldn't be content if you were stuck, There's no status quo in the universe. We're either moving forward or something.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
You wouldn't be content if you're slipping back. This genre that I'm in is called self-help, and I really don't like it. I wish self-help.
You don't like the word?
I don't like the phrase self-help book because it reminds me of somebody like, you know, in the throes of some kind of relationship addiction or some other addiction, or they're in some kind of a pit they can't get out of. Personal progress. Yeah, like they need to fix.
Yeah.
Or personal progress.
Love it.
Personal development.
Yeah,
I like
beautiful.
The phrase. Always, when people ask me, they say, well, it's personal development, because that sounds like somebody who's okay but wants to be better.
Yeah. That's so true. You know, it's this whole idea of being fixed. That's where self-help, and I hate that word too, or a phrase as well. That's where it gets this bad reputation, is because people are coming into it from a place of being broken rather than a place from being content.
Right. Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you can't get rich from a lot of people who try to make money have this poor attitude. I'm going to make money so I'm not poor, but you can't get rich from a place of being poor. Right?
Nope, you can't. You can't feel like. You just feel like. You just have to feel some kind of contentment right there.
On your own. You have to pick yourself up by your bootstraps, if you know that saying. You got to pull yourself up.
Yeah, you do.
You got to start it going.
And that idea that there's some kind of a fix out, or the idea of being broken. I wanted to say something about that. I hate that, the I'm broken thing.
Yeah.
What do we do with things that are broken? We throw them away, right?
That's great, right.
So,
right.
You know, people aren't broken. They're in a bad spot sometimes.
Absolutely.
We're 100%. Not broken. I mean, I think there could be places maybe where people really are broken, but as a rule, day in and day out,
it takes a lot to break. It takes a lot to break.
We're much more resilient than we think we are. We're not broken. We're just in a bad spot or whatever.
Yeah, but there's a predatory forces that want us to think we're broken.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And then... Yeah, absolutely, because there's certainly predatory forces that do not want us to be successful.
That's exactly
right. And they look like
right.
a lot of different things.
Sometimes they look like they're being nice and they want to help.
Yeah. And also, if you're broken, then you're not required to do anything. So there's
that's
also
good
that
too.
Part of it, too.
That's good, too. That's like
if I'm broken, nobody can expect anything of me because I'm broken.
It's a strategy. It's a coping strategy.
Nobody
expects anything of me anyway. That's a way of
it's a victimization. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm a victim of my brokenness.
All right, so let's jump into there's a lot of great stuff in the book, but we don't have a lot of time. So jump into the how. Tell us some action steps. Tell us a first step that people can take.
I think the first thing, and I talk about this in the book. I started this. This is probably the one of the three systems I talk about that. Well, all three of them are revised somewhat by me, but really nobody, I don't know where, I got the idea from a child's chart. That's where I got the idea from, but the tracking sheets. And you have these habits. You know, everything's about habits, right? If I do this, if I work out every day, I'm going to get fit. I mean, there's no way around it, right? If I have that habit, or if I eat well every day, I'm going to be healthy. You know, those kind of things. If I save so much money every week, I'll hit my financial goals. So it's all about the tracking, those kind of things.
Why is that important?
Peter Drucker said.
Why is tracking important?
Peter Drucker said if he doesn't get measured, it doesn't get managed. But it also helps develop the habits, you know. You can say, like a guy might say, oh, I'm going to get fit. You know, I'm going to get in shape. That's usually what they say. I'm going to get in shape. No plan. And there's no accountability. So if I have this tracking sheet, which basically, and this is in the book, it looks like a chart. I've got my things I want to do every day down the one side and the days of the, you know, the month across the top. And it's just a charter, and you just check that off. And our minds really like, or our ego, whatever it is, really like to check things off. So if I've got
dopamine, you get a hit of dopamine when that happens.
It is, you do, right? It's in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
Like, oh man, if I don't want to feel like working out today. Yeah, but I won't get my check mark.
I know the mind works.
It really works.
That's called hacking into your mind.
Yeah, it does. And it keeps us honest with ourselves. We can say, I did pretty good this way. I worked out. Oh, well, look at that. I said I would work out five times, and I worked out three.
There's something about putting in writing and measuring it that makes it, real.
Exactly. It's putting it in writing and measuring it. And that's what I think Peter Drucker meant is, if it doesn't get managed, it doesn't get managed. And you can't really see where you're at if you don't have it in writing. So these tracking sheets, and they're available on my website for free, by the way.
What's your website? What is your website?
LifeMasteryInfo.com. They come in three sizes. They're totally free. I've been giving them away for years because I believe in this system so much. So this system is the things that you do. Sometimes goals don't fit into that, but most of our goals can be broken down into action steps. I'm not a big believer in SMART goals, but SMART action steps are really important. So things you can measure. How much water do I want to drink in a day? This many ounces, okay, I can measure that, right? Or did I work out or did not work out? Did I read? Maybe I've got a commitment to read 30 minutes in my field, so I'm an expert in my field. Did I get my 30 minutes in or not? Those are easy things to say, yes, I did or no, I didn't. And oh, they're very measurable. So those go on a tracking sheet. So that's one system. And it sounds childish, and people sometimes they'll think, oh, I don't need that. But I promise your listeners, you, my clients that do this fall in love with it. I have people who have been doing this now for years, and I'll run into them somewhere, and they'll say, I still use my tracking sheet. Or, I've got so many things on my tracking sheet now. Because habits, self-disciplines build on each other. So you might start with, like I did, I had three items on my tracking sheet that I made when I was 25 years old. I put on my kitchen, the door of my cabinet, so all my family and friends that came and went would see what I was doing, so kind of, I wanted me to see that I had empty boxes on my chart. So I used that sort of as reinforcement. So I started with three. And now those things are long-established habits, and now I have maybe 10 items on my tracking sheet, things, habits that I want to create.
Do you actually...
Once you build...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you see people... Do you see people? Do you actually see people, like consult with people?
Yes, but I don't do very many. I'm retired. I don't need to work. But I still love it. I still think I have something to offer. So I do a lot of speaking, and then I do, I think it keeps me in the game. So I'll do 1 to 3 people. So I don't do more than that because I found that when I start doing very many, it becomes more of a burden than a joy. So I work with just a few people.
What kind of success do you have? Do you have 100% success across the board, or does it depend on the person? Or can you pre-qualify the person for success?
I do a little bit. Like, there's some kinds of people that I won't work with. I won't work with people who loop and want to be a victim and don't want to move forward, or they think they need – some people need counseling and they want coaching. Some people are in counseling and they need coaching instead. So I want to work with people who are ready to move forward and do the work. And I can usually identify that pretty quickly. Most of the people I work with are entrepreneurs. Those are the big dreamers, and they've got so many ideas. They need somebody to help them narrow them down and get some things going. So success rate, well, I would tell you the ones that stay with me is 100%.
I would think.
If they move forward.
Because everything you're talking about is guaranteed to work. I can say definitively, it's guaranteed.
Absolutely.
It's 100% guaranteed to work. There's no fail. You can't fail if you follow this protocol.
Cannot fail if you follow those.
Yeah, yeah.
The tricky thing with having a coach, you say, I need a coach or a mentor then. Well, to narrow down, you know, a lot of people have so many things they want to do that you need somebody to help you think through
and
talk through.
Great athletes always have coaches. Great people always have coaches.
Right.
They always have coaches.
Yeah, they can see the things that you can't see.
Yes.
Good coach can see what you don't see.
And this is kind of like an athletic deal, by the way. And I wish we had more time, Sherry. Maybe you'll come back on. We're just out of time here. And so thanks so much for your book, and thanks for being on The Bright Side. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Have a beautiful day. That was Sherry Sterling Fernandez, her book, Life Mastery, Personal Progression Toward an Infinite Potential. I read a lot of it yesterday. It's really, really cool book, easy to read, lots of great information. Her website, lifemasteryinfo.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
It's about time.
Hi, buddy.
For the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.